flesh.
Thank you for my children, Lord.
Yeah.
Thank you for Mama, Lord.
Lord,
I thank you for being so good to me.
Lord,
you've inherited
her. I pray, Lord, that you're tender care, Father, Lord.
I love you.
Lord, she had no wounds. Father said, the Lord, my shepherd, and she'll not wound. Bless her, Karen. Bless her,
Father.
Bless her, Lord, and test your mother and all that she's been. Several come up here already this morning, and I don't have any problem with that at all. We shouldn't have anything cut and dry. I'll be honest with you, we'd be a whole lot more better to give place to the Lord. And I'll be honest with you, I've got a job to do. My job's to preach the Word of God, and I am going to do that. But I don't have no problem at all. If you've got something in your heart, I don't have no problem at all with you testifying. I don't have no problem at all with anything like that. I just want to obey the Lord this morning. One thing Samuel told Saul, Saul said, I've done all this. And Samuel said, obedience is better than sacrifice. And we need to obey the Lord. And that's what Carolyn did. She come up here, she wanted to obey the Lord. She wanted to come up here and just thank the Lord for blessings. Things a lot of y'all take for granted. She wanted to thank the Lord for them. And I appreciate that. I appreciate the song. Brother Anthony felt led of God to play that song this morning. It was certainly good. We want to be looking at our Bibles this morning. Genesis chapter 3. We'll read one verse, go to God in prayer, and comment on many others. Yeah, I got a piece of paper up here, and the reason I do is more verses that I'm going to comment on that my feeble mind can bring to memory. And I don't need this here to preach. I just need the verses to be able to bring them to mind because I don't like stutter. I've got several verses wrote down here. I'll be looking several places in the Bible here. You just listen this morning, you'll get something. But in Genesis chapter 3, verse number 20, the Bible said, and Adam called his wife's name Eve because she, I'm glad that word's there, because she was the mother of all living. Two words I want to draw attention to. One of them is she, and the other one is mother. And I want to preach this morning, if God would help me, on she was the mother. This is the first mother. And everyone proceeded from this woman. She became the first mother on earth. I want to go to God in prayer. We'll comment on several verses. Lord, we love you this morning. Lord, I pray right now you'd help me not to preach in the flesh. Lord, as much as I want to lash out this morning, Lord, this is my family here. I love these people. And Lord, I just pray you'll help me, Father. Set the bounds for my tongue. Lord, let it not go beyond, Lord, the bounds, I pray, of grace and mercy. Let me not lash out in flesh. But let me rather, Father, by the help of the Holy Ghost of God, preach in love this message, Father God, this morning. Help me, Lord, I pray. Anoint me from on high. Fill my home with oil. I want liberty. I want the leadership of God. And everything that I say this morning, Lord, I know others will hear this message, Lord, this morning by way of the internet. I know others, Lord, will hear this message this morning by maybe other means. Maybe a CD might be made and they might get to hear this message this morning. People that aren't here will be able to hear this message. Lord, I have no problem. or what they hear. But I pray, Lord, they'll have no problem with what they hear neither. And I pray, Father, You'd open our hearts to Your Word, open our eyes and the eyes of our understanding. We may hear plainly, dear Father, this morning, the message of God. And we'll thank You and praise You. And ask Him in Jesus' precious name. Amen. The first not good mention in the Bible is found in Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. And the Lord God had just got through making man, and we'll comment on that in a minute. But He just got through making man, and the Lord God said, "It's not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a help met for him." If you'll turn your page back, you'll see that God formed the man, and in the image of God made He him. You go back to Genesis chapter 26, I'm sorry, Genesis chapter 1 verse 26, and you'll see that God said in Genesis 1 26, and God said, "Let us make man in our image after our likeness, and let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle, over all the earth, over every creeping thing and that creepeth upon the earth." I guess that does a lot of harm to the things they teach today, you know, about Mother Earth and about, you know, we're supposed to be taking care of all that stuff. God put us above everything. And verse 27, "So God created man in His own image, in the image of God created He him. Male and female created He them." Verse 28, "And God blessed them, and God said unto them, Be fruitful and multiply and replenish the earth and subdue it and have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, and over every living thing that moveth upon the earth." For some reason other men have been trying to save the spotted owl, the lizard, the gizzard, the bats, the whale. God said something a little different right here, and I don't want to preach along those lines, just want to comment on that. God said, "Behold, I have given you every herb bearing seed, which is upon the face of all the earth, and every tree, in which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed, to you it shall be for meat." Man was a vegetarian, a vegetarian this time? Please pay attention here. Man was a vegetarian right here. God said, "I'm going to give you the fruit of the trees. To you it shall be for meat. And to every beast of the earth, and every fowl of the air, and to everything that creepeth upon the earth, wherein there is life, I've given every green herb for meat, and it was so. And God saw that everything He had made, and behold, it was very good. And the evening and the morning were the sixth day." That's why the number of the devil, 666, is the number of a man. That's why man is connected to six, because he was made in the sixth day. Now, if you've got a Scofield Bible, if you look over in Genesis chapter 2, if you'll look right over top of verse number 7, I know several of you have Scofield Bibles, and you know a lot of people are mixed up right here, so I'm going to clear the air on it. In verse number 7, right over top of it, it'll say the creative act of Genesis 1 described. Some people think there were two atoms. Some people think there was a bunch created and then a bunch more. I've had all kinds of discussion on this. So if you'll just listen to me this morning, one thing about this Scofield Bible, I'll tell you one thing, it'll show you some things, and I mean some deep things about the Word of God. But the creative act of God is described in these next verses. It's just a repetition of what we just read. In verse 7 said, "The Lord God formed the man of the dust of the ground." That's where man was made, from the dust of the ground. "And He said, and He breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul." The man was made first. "And the Lord God planted a garden eastward in Eden, And there he put the man whom he had formed. And he, out of the ground made the Lord God to grow every tree that's pleasant to the sight, good for food, the tree of life, also in the midst of the garden and the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. That's the choice man has of good and evil. You've got a choice. God gave man a choice in the garden. And the river went out of Eden, and the water in the garden, and from hence it was parted and became four heads, and it goes on down through here. And the Lord, I want to read verse 16, well, verse 15. The Lord God took the man, put him in the garden of Eden to dress it and to keep it. And the Lord God commanded the man, saying, of every tree of the garden thou mayest freely eat, but of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil thou shalt not eat of it. For in the day that thou eatest thereof thou shalt surely die. The Lord said, it's not good for a man to be alone. I'll make a help meet for him. So I want you to know, in the beginning, God made them male and female. He made the man first, formed him of the dust of the ground, breathed in his nostrils. He became a living soul, made in the image of God. And here, you got God said it's not good for that man to be alone. And if God said it's not good, and down here in verse number 21, you see where the woman came from. You see where this mother, that the Bible said she's the mother of all living. It says, and the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. The very first anesthesiology was God. The very first surgery, God done it. Wonder how man ever figured out. You could put someone to sleep and open up their flesh. But the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall upon Adam, and he slept. And he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh instead thereof. And the rib which the Lord God had taken from the man made he a woman and brought her unto the man. And Adam said, this is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore shall a man leave his father and mother. Here you got two sets of male and female mentioned. He'll leave his father and mother and cleave unto his wife, and they shall be one flesh. And I'll tell you right now, the consummation of the first marriage was ordained of God. God brought this woman to this man, and this man said, this is now flesh of my flesh. She'll be called woman. The first mother was a woman. Her name was Eve. She's the mother of all living. Now, I'm going to step out of this just a little bit and trash around a while, and I'll come back. But I'll tell you right now, it's not the president's job to tell us to point out that gay's okay. It doesn't say, how shall they hear without a president? In Romans chapter 10, verse 14, it says, how shall they hear without a preacher? Amen. And how shall they preach except they be sent? I don't need the president to tell me that gay's okay. I don't need the vice president to tell me that he has no problem with a man sleeping with a man. I've got the word of God on it. Amen. And we need some preachers, amen, that'll point it out and preach and quit trying to be politically correct, amen. I'll tell you one thing, president needs to do, he needs to run the country. Not run, he needs to run it. We got one buddy, I'll tell you what, he needs to keep his matters about the things about the country, leave the matters about the things of God up to the preacher, amen. James, for me to be the president of the United States, I'd have to step down and take a demotion. I'll tell you right now, it's a high calling. But I don't salute the president. He better salute the preachers. Amen. I'll tell you right now, brother, the church got more power in the White House. You'll do more good in the church of the living God than you will up there. Them guys up there trying to make decisions. I'll tell you right now, buddy, I'm glad I've got the word of God to help me make the right decisions. Amen. It's not the president's job. It's the preacher's job to point out sin. God told the preachers in Isaiah 58 verse 1, he said, cry aloud and spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Tell my people their sin. It's not the president's job to say it's okay for two same-sex people to be wed. It's not his job. He don't need to be meddling in that. He needs to be meddling in the affairs of this country. Man, we got enough problems without having that there to list. Amen. I'll tell you right now, buddy. The Bible said it's an abomination. You know what Scripture? Well, I've got them. Amen. I'll tell you right now, buddy. It's not the president's job. It's the church's job. And I'll tell you right now, buddy. And God told me if I didn't warn them in Ezekiel chapter 33, verse number 6, He said if I don't warn them, He'll require their blood in my hand. Amen. I'll tell you right now, I got a mandate from God to preach the Word of God. God told Jonah, He said, you go down to Nineveh and you preach the preaching I bid you to preach. Paul said, woe unto me if I preach not. He said, yea, and the session is laid upon me. He said, if I do this thing willingly, I'll receive reward. But if not, buddy, He said, woe unto me. Amen. Tell you right now, if you can get out of preaching, you better do it, buddy. I'll tell you right now, it's not as glamorous as everybody thinks. I got to answer to God one day for what I tell you. Man, if I preach my flesh, man, oh man, I'm going to have a rough judgment. But if I preach in the Spirit of God, preach the message of God, I'm just a messenger, boy, anyway. I'm preaching a whole lot better, boy, when you just deliver God's message. Amen? But I'll tell you something else, too. It's not the school's job to make a determination concerning this. Now, they're secular. That's just another word for wicked as hell. That's all that word means. What that means is, you know, there's some subjects, you know, they don't want to talk about creation. They don't want to talk about Jesus, the Bible, the Ten Commandments, or prayer. Get all that out. You know, the Bible talks about, you know, that unclean spirit. It said when he's gone out of a man, said he walking through dry places, and seeketh rest and findeth none. And he comes back, and when he comes back, you know what he finds? He finds that house swept and garnished. Buddy, I tell you what, he don't just come back. He brings seven more wicked with him than himself, and a ladder in that house is worse than the beginning. Well, that's what the devil found, see? I'm telling you, buddy, back when they only had one book in the school, the Bible, and they taught children like the Bible said, bring them up in love and admonition of the Lord. It said, train up a child in the way it should go when he's old and not depart. I'll tell you what, buddy, we have God's blessing on the school. But I'll tell you right now what they're doing. They're making twofold more childs of hell than themselves when they teach these children lies and tell them they're involved and they tell them gay's okay. I dare to disagree. I got Scripture to prove it. Amen. Yeah. I'm not trying to be politically correct. And I'll tell you right now, I fear God. Amen. We got all kind of Scripture. You got Leviticus chapter 20, verse 13. It says same-sex unions are an abomination. Leviticus 18:22. Leviticus 20:13. Deuteronomy 23:17. Romans 1:18-32. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 1-6. God destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah, and He made them an example to those who hereafter should live ungodly. Amen. That next article I did for the papers right along these lines. Let me tell you something, buddy. In the beginning, He didn't make Adam and Steve. He didn't make Adam and Eve. He made male and female. Jesus told a bunch there in Matthew chapter 22, verse 29. He said, you do err not knowing the Scriptures. You know, everybody wants to know a little bit of Bible, but they don't want to know the whole Bible. And let me say this. It's not the school's job. It's the church's job to teach these children right and wrong. I appreciate these Sunday school teachers that go back there and take the Bible and show these little minds that what the Word of God says about certain matters. I appreciate that. You're making an investment in the heart of these young children. I'll tell you right now, the Bible said a child left its own to bring its mother's shame. There's a lot about children. And the Bible's got all kind of answers. Would you let a drunk drive you home? Why not? I mean, he's blind drunk. He can't stand up. Would you let him drive you home, James? Why wouldn't you give him the wheel? Well, that's kind of what this is about, what I'm talking about. Buddy, we need to be led. And I don't want to be led in that direction. I want to be led in the right direction. I know the Bible said, browse the way it leads to destruction. Many there be that go into their head, and there's the way it leads to life. Few there be to find it. But I'll tell you right now, buddy, some things, the president just needs to keep his hands off of. Now, if he's a godly president, and I tell you what, buddy, I mean, he honors God, fears God, and he lines up that book. Hey, I say, hey, man, I'll hear him. But when he says something that don't honor God or the book, and you know, it's that left field, and he's only doing it so he can get a bunch of money. Oh, by the way, they did honor him. Yeah, the Bible said the world loved their own. They did honor him. I think that's, you know, cost $40,000 to go up there, James. They don't help about me. They could have gave me a free ticket. I still wouldn't have went in that bunch of places. God might have struck that ground alive and opened up like Dothan and them. Just swallowed them up. I'll tell you what, buddy. I don't know how God's stomach stuff. I don't know how your stomach's the hell of Hollywood. Oh man, I'm going to preach on mothers here in a minute. I just got to get this out of my crawl and then we'll go back to the Mother's Day message. But I'll tell you what, buddy. Bible said, how should they hear without a preacher? In Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, you don't let a blind person drive you home. Now, I'm not saying it sarcastically, but Jesus said in Matthew chapter 15, verse 14, He said, let them alone. They be blind leaders of the blind. And if the blind lead the blind, they'll both fall in the ditch. Now, I don't want a blind leader. I want a leader that acknowledges God. I want a leader, buddy, got some fear of God about him, got some grace about him. He says, you know, we had some good godly presidents. We really did. Abraham Lincoln's one of them. I mean, buddy, he walked with God. It showed up in Ronald Reagan, several others. I couldn't name them all. But I tell you what, that's what we need now. We need a godly president. One that acknowledges, buddy, America's in trouble. And the kind of trouble America's in is it needs to get back in touch with God. Amen. I mean, the president, the Bible said, render therefore unto Caesar the things that are Caesar's and unto God the things of God. There's a difference between secular and spiritual, amen. Our schools are sold out to sin. They're making 2-4 more trials of hell. They're not telling them about repentance or forgiveness or salvation. Children need to be brought to Sunday school so they can learn about God's love, amen. Well, bless me, see little Luke stand up here. He said, you know, the Bible tells me so. Amen. I tell you what, I appreciate that young boy. Singing the right kind of songs, amen. Let me get back to mothers, amen. Male and female, He made them in the beginning. He made it right. God done the first marriage ceremony. Adam seen Eve and said, I do, I do, I do. And I tell you what, buddy, they had the blessing of God upon them. Did you read that verse there? I said, and God blessed them. Yeah, man, He blessed them. Let me say something. God wants to bless you. You get on blessing ground. In Genesis chapter 1, verse 28, said, and God blessed them. I tell you right now, God wants to bless you. I mean, He told Israel, He said, your sins have withheld good things from you. God wants to bless, but He's not going to bless same-sex unions. They're an abomination. I'll tell you right now, brother, this word ain't going to change. You want to know how wicked abomination homosexuality is? You get your pencil and piece of paper and you write these verses down. I'm going to give them to you. I ain't going to read them right now. But in Genesis chapter 19, verse 4-9, you'll see a bunch of homosexuals beating on the door, wanting men that's behind that door because they want to sodomize them. And they're beating on that door. They'll beat on your door. They'll want your children. They'll abuse your children. They've done boasted. They kind of said, we're coming in your schools. We're going to abuse your boys in the locker rooms and in the bathrooms. They done made the statement. They done doing it. Amen. They're sodomizing them. They're raping our little children. I'm telling you right now, they're full of the devil. Amen. And I tell you right now, we don't need that. But in Genesis, write the verse down. Listen to me. Here's what it's going to end up being like. Genesis chapter 19, verse 4-9. You'll find out how wicked it is. Matter of fact, Genesis 13:13 said the men of Sodom were wicked, sinners above all men. I mean, they're just wicked. They're full of the devil. Their minds have been seared with a conscience, with a hot iron. And Judges 19, again, same thing. Judges 19, write it down. Verse 20-25. They both pounded. They said, do not so wickedly. Do not so wickedly. They're beating on the door. They're wanting in. We want them men. They'll be beating on your door. Bible said not to give no place to the devil. Man, oh man. It's wicked. The whole thing's wicked. Let me get back to mothers. Let me say this about Eve. She was the first mother. She was the mother. She was the mother. Let me say this. She made some mistakes. We got mothers here this morning. And I'm sure if they're honest, they'd say, I've made some mistakes, Brother Eddie. Listen, I don't need to know them. But let me say this. Eve made some mistakes and God wrote them down so we could know them. She entertained the wrong company. And I'll tell you what caused her to make some mistakes. You know, they didn't have TVs back then. But this is kind of like a TV commercial. I mean, you want to see the first commercial? Right here it is. The Bible said that serpent, said he was more subtile than any beast of the field which the Lord God had made. And he said unto that woman, yea, have God said, you shall not eat of every tree of the garden. And the woman said unto the serpent, we may eat of the fruit of the trees of the garden, but of the fruit of the tree which is in the midst of the garden, God hath said, you shall not eat of it, neither shall you touch it, lest you die. And the serpent said unto the woman, you shall not surely die, for God doeth know that in the day ye eat thereof, your eyes shall be opened, and you shall be as gods, knowing good and evil. And verse 6, and when the woman saw that the tree was good for food, and that it was pleasant to the eyes, and a tree desired to make one wise, she took of the fruit thereof, and did eat, and gave it to her husband with her, and he did eat. Now, I don't believe she'd ever even look at it to this day right here. If you'll notice right there, it said when the woman saw that the tree was good for food. You know, I'll say this. Old saying used to be, you hang around with dogs, you get fleas. You better choose your company well. And she made bad company right here. And it made her make a mistake. She listened to Satan's lies. And let me say, TV does the same thing today. They got Dr. Phil, Dr. Oz, they got The View, they got the media. You know, they put everything in their perspective. You notice most of them, you know, they try to set people up. They're trying to convey their agenda. They're trying to overthrow what you believe in, what you stand for. And if you're not careful, you'll be like Eve, and you'll make some mistakes. You know, I've got some standards. And if the world has their way, I'll lower my standards. Amen, Sister Nita, thank you. They'll want me to, well, just give a little. You know, they're telling Israel over, you give a little, we'll give a little. We'll make terms of peace. Well, I'll tell you right now, buddy, you better be careful when it comes to bargaining with the devil. Amen. Bible said not to give no pledge to him. And I'm going to comment on a few things here in a minute. But I want you to know, you listen to the wrong one, you'll come to the wrong conclusion, and you'll be just like Eve, and you'll make a mistake. And Eve made a mistake, and it was a detrimental mistake. It affected her, it affected her husband, it affected her family, and I'll comment on that again also here in a minute. But every mother is in a dilemma like that. Every mother needs to be careful. Her family depends upon her. We just sung songs about mother. Brother Anthony played a song about mother. And mothers, I'm telling you, they've got a high position. And we look up to them. The husband looks up to the mother. He gives honor to her as being a weaker vessel. The children call her blessed. And let me say this to children. The Bible doesn't beat around the bush about it. It says, children, honor your father and your mother. It's not optional. God said, if you will, He said He'll let you live long on the earth. And if you don't honor your father and mother, God said He'll cut you off.
That's right.
And you'll see like my daughter, a little 17-year-old girl out there laying in the ground and younger. It's not optional. He said, children, honor your mother and father. Ephesians chapter 6. That your days may be long upon the earth. And I'm telling you, buddy, that's the first commandment with promise. You notice He said it was a commandment. But she made some mistakes. Those mistakes, buddy, I'll tell you what, many mothers have listened to the wrong counsel, and many mothers have made mistakes. And let me say, due to that mistake she made, she lost her home. A lot of mothers made mistakes. I just heard this week about a friend of my daughter. I meant to get her name, and I forgot to. But her husband left her, Anita, and she just went out there in the building, put a rope around her neck, hung herself, had two kids. You know, one mistake leads to another, and the devil just can't wait. You know what the world will do? They'll help you put a noose around your neck, and they'll help you load a gun, and they'll help you say, do it! And I'll tell you what, God won't do that. Buddy, I'll tell you what, God said, we'll work it out. We'll get through this. We'll get through this. You know, I'm telling you, buddy, God, He's a very present help in time of trouble. I don't know what you're going through. But I know one thing, buddy, mistakes. I don't like making mistakes. I've made my share of them. And I'm sure mothers here this morning have made a mistake. Maybe they give a child the wrong advice. And, man, they wish they'd never said that. You know, I believe we ought to set the standard high. I don't think you set it too high. But I believe we ought to set a standard. I believe there ought to be some boundaries out there. I believe our children ought to know there's some things they can do, some things they can't do. But Eve made some mistakes, and the Bible said she lost her home. Lost her home. There's mothers today. Their families is on the rocks. You know, the Bible said God hates putting away. Malachi, you want scripture on that? Malachi chapter 2, verse 16 says the Lord hates putting away. He doesn't endorse divorce. There are divorces. Don't get me wrong. God wrote a bill of divorce to Israel. Man, they just wouldn't comply. He just said, I'm giving you a bill of divorce. I give up. I've done everything I know to do. And you know, every situation is not a marriage made in heaven. Evan Sisson, talking about him and his wife, said, how'd y'all get through all them years? He said, just fight it out. That's all I know. Bible says, dwell with them according to knowledge in the book of Peter. You know, I'll be honest with you. I'm not perfect. God help a man thinks he is. My wife's not perfect. God help a woman thinks she is. But I'll tell you one thing. The marriage has God's blessing on it. You put God in any marriage, you can get through anything. You leave God out, buddy, and you're already divorced. You just don't know it yet. But I'll tell you, buddy, she lost her home. And the Bible said in Genesis chapter 3, verse 23, it says that the Lord, he said, therefore the Lord God sent them forth from the Garden of Eden to till the ground from which he was taken. And he drove out the man, and he placed at the east of the Garden of Eden cherubims and a flaming sword which turned every way to keep the way of the tree alive. She lost her home. Her and Adam, buddy, they're having to work for a living now. And you know what? Many mothers today have lost their home to sin, a bad counsel. If you've ever seen that movie, Fireproof, boy, that's a good movie. You know, in that movie there, that woman, her friend was telling her, boy, if I was you, I'd leave him. Oh, he's up to no good. You know, that old boy trying his best to win the love of his wife. And you know, he wasn't right. Boy, he had all kind of things wrong with him. But I tell you what, buddy, he was trying. And you know what? I commend him for that. At least he's putting forth some effort. And the thing had a good ending at the end. She found out, you know, that he paid her mother's hospital bills or something like that. And here she come, and she fighting the tears and put her wedding ring back on. And she said, if you'll have me, I'm yours. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Boy, this is down there where we live. It's all quiet in here, ain't it? You live when you're having surgery.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
I'll tell you what, buddy. God blessed them. Even with God's blessing, she made some mistakes. And even with God's blessing, she lost her home. I'll tell you what, buddy. I'd rather lose everything I've got than lose my testimony.
Amen.
I may make some mistakes. Matter of fact, I've made so many. I don't want y'all ever know about the mistakes I've made. Most of them are financial, but I've made some mistakes. And I'll tell you what, buddy, I didn't make no mistake April 27, 1988, when I got saved. Amen. Now, I've got, praise God, one called alongside to help me, but she lost her home. And many mothers today have lost their home because of mistakes they've made. I tried to give my daughter counsel. She'll probably hear this message, get mad. But I've tried. I said, don't let Hollywood tell you how to act. Don't let Hollywood stereotype what a wife or a mother's supposed to be. You know, I believe when they come out of that TV system, I believe all the revivals ended right there. Everybody is still looking to the Bible. They look to the TV now. Oh, they see, you know, them, what is them, desperate housewives. Man, they just need to get saved, Sister Carolyn.
Amen.
Then they see this, you know, all this bunch of junk. I don't even want to name it. But you know what, boy? It's affected the home. It's infected the home. It's infected the mind. It's impregnated our mind. Man, oh man, oh man. Seems like the devil's at all-out attack on the home. Man, he's not just saying, you know, it's okay to leave your husband or leave your wife. If I was you, I'd leave him. If I was you, I'd leave her. You better get God's permission. You better make sure. I'll tell you right now, buddy. And they say it's okay to be gay. Better check it out. Word of God says otherwise. But old people make mistakes today. Oh yeah. She lost her home. Listen, it didn't stop there. She lost her son. Genesis chapter 4. You know, many mothers today, they've been bereaved. I hope everything's okay with BJ. I pray for him and Sister Sharon all week, and I hope he's okay. But I don't know. That's in the hands of God. I prayed, Lord, your will be done. And I don't know sometimes how to pray. But here she lost her home and she lost her son. In Genesis chapter 4, verse number 8, it says, and Cain talked with Abel, his brother. And it came to pass when they were in the field that Cain rose up against Abel, his brother, and he slew him. Verse 9 said, the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel thy brother? And Cain said, I know not, am I my brother's keeper? In verse 10, pretty much God said, no, you're not your brother's keeper, you're your brother's killer. His blood cries out to me from the ground. What is it you've done? I tell you what, buddy. God put the finger on old Cain there, and he cried out. He said, my punishment's greater than I can bear. Buddy, he killed his brother. He deserved whatever he gets. Amen. But I want you to know this is a snowball effect. She made mistakes. From that mistake, she lost her home. From that mistake, she lost her son. The blessing was departed. And I'm telling you, buddy, she started bearing loved ones. Amen. Many mothers today have been bereaved of their children. Let me say this, Mary had to watch her son die. Watched him die on a cruel cross. He said, woman, behold thy son. That was Jesus. His mother there, boy, she wasn't about to leave the side of her son. And here he is, beat beyond recognition. Mary had to watch her son die. And Eve didn't see her son die, but she found out, buddy, he is dead. Oh boy. And, Job, his wife, she buried 10 children. Boy, I don't like being bereaved. We've buried children in our home. My wife still hadn't got over it. And I don't know the conclusion of the whole thing. I don't know why. I just know we had to do it. We had to pick her coffin out. We had to go up there, walk down that hall, look at all of them coffins, and decide which one was going to put our little darling daughter in. It wasn't easy. I'm holding her. She's holding me. We're trying to hold each other up. That's the beauty of the marriage. I tried to imagine what that'd be like without having a wife to lean on. And I tell you what, buddy, we went down through Brother Howard. It wasn't easy. The steps were pretty tough. My wife pointed to one over there and she said she liked that color. And I said, that's the one we want. But I'm telling you what, us husbands sometimes, buddy, we just take our wives for granted. The Bible said, he that findeth a wife findeth a good thing. Paint a favor of the Lord. The Bible said she'll do him good all the days of her life. There's a whole lot about the wife. Set her price far above rubies. That means you can't even afford one. You just make payments on them. Amen. I've been making payments on mine 36 or 7 years. Heck, I don't even know. I'm glad she ain't here. Amen. But, she lost her son. She lost her home. She made mistakes. And I'll tell you what also, buddy, she ended up dying. My mother's out there, planted right up the hill for my daughter. That's as far as my mother went. She walked in this world until that day at the hospital. I was holding her hand and she left this world so quickly the doctor had to close her eyes. Amen. Some of you, your mothers have done passed. And Eve here, she died. The Bible said in Romans chapter 5 verse 12, as by one man sin entered into the world and death by sin. So death passed upon all, for all have sinned. And Hebrews 9:27 says that the appointed unto man once to die, and after that the judgment. And I'll tell you what, buddy, every home's under attack. Every mother needs to be careful. They need to guard their heart. They need to guard their home. They need to stay close to God. I'll tell you what, buddy, that devil, buddy, he's like a roaring lion. I heard a preacher preach yesterday and he talked about a lion. He was able to run like 35 or 40 miles an hour. And he gave disclosed how far a lion, or a tiger, a lion, or what it was, able to jump through the air. And he said he's got pads on the bottom of his feet. You can't even hear it. You can't even hear him coming. He said, I don't want nothing like that after me. And he said, yet that devil, the Bible said in 1 Peter chapter 5 verse 8, that that devil is like a roaring lion walking about seeking whom he may devour, Jesse. I don't want no lion. I'm glad, praise God, I got somebody between me and the lion. Amen. I got God's blessing upon me. And I tell you what, buddy, that devil's got to go through Jesus to get to me. And the Bible said, he that keepeth you neither sleepeth nor slumber. And if God be for you, who can be against you? Greater is he that's in you than he that's in the world. And I'm glad, praise God, I ain't worried about the lion, but I'm no match for him. There's no sense in me jumping up like most of these preachers and say, devil, get thee hence, or be gone, devil, or devil, I rebuke you in the name of the Lord. I tell you what, I say, Jesus, I need help. I call upon my big brother. I say, I need some help down here. This devil's coming upon me, just like you told Peter that he desired to have him, that he might sift him as wheat. And every now and then I tag out, Sister Anita, and I say, you need to handle this.
Amen.
Amen. Oh, me. Boy, the first woman was mother of all living. I like the way that's wrote. She was the mother of all living. Boy, the world's got it all messed up, ain't they? Well, the president stepped out of his bounds saying gay is okay. I'll tell you right now, but the school's out of their bounds when they teach these little children that so-and-so had two mommies or had two daddies. And they tried to teach children that they wasn't created, they evolved. And they tried to teach children, you know, things, you know, contrary to what this word says are out of bounds. I'm glad I've got a Bible. I'm glad God said heaven and earth will pass away, but my word will not. He commanded to 1,000 generations. He settled it in the heavens. And I'm glad, praise God, if it wasn't for the Bible, I'd be at a terrible loss. But I've got God in the Bible, and I've been saved. That makes a lot of difference too. Because the Bible said the natural man receiveth not the things of God, neither can he know them that are foolish unto him. But he that is spiritual knoweth all things, for God is revealing to him through the mind of Christ. And I tell you what, I'm glad I'm saved. Glad I got the word of God, got the blessing of God. And I tell you what, buddy, I'm going to heaven one day. I don't know when, but glory to God, I'm looking forward to that day when I say finally the curse is over and the devil can no longer lay any claim to me, can no longer come against me, can no longer attack me. Hallelujah, glory to God, when we finally get home, amen.
Amen.
But until then, you better put the armor on.
Amen.
But there ain't no discharge, Miss War. You're under attack right now. The devil right now messing with your mind. Now I'm going to say amen. Right now, but I remember I used to sit in church, Brother Melvin, and I sat there and the devil messing my mind, sitting there in church wanting to get a blessing, and that old devil be sitting there trying to get me to worry about something that didn't amount to a hill of beans, amen.
Amen.
Oh, me. That mother, she became the mother, and then she died. I don't know about your mother. Listen, if your mother's alive, thank the Lord. If your mother's done gone, you ought to thank the Lord for the time you had with her. That next movie they came out with called Courageous, one point they brought out, I'll tell you what's undeniable. That preacher told that father, he said, you ought to appreciate the time you had. But he got to thinking, boy, you're right. You know, we go through this life 90 miles an hour. We'd be better off just slow down. Quit trying to gain the world. Quit trying to gather so much up. And just look around and just see what you got and start appreciating what you got. And I believe covetousness. I believe it's ruined a many home. Don't the Bible say something about having food and raiment? They will be content. Godliness with contentment's great gain. I believe the reason it's great gain is because you don't buy nothing. You just thank for what you got. Thank you, Sister Carolyn. I think a lot of homes have been ruined by Satan. And you know, covetousness. I could just about guarantee you, I've counseled a lot of people. One of the biggest things that's a hindrance to the families is money, finances. It causes, and I see it in my own home. It causes the father to be at the throat of the mother and the mother to be at the throat of the father, and they blame one and blame the other, and this is your fault, and you know, we're sitting there looking at junk we don't need, and man, we'll at least have an absolute auction and throw a bunch of it away or something so it won't be sitting there like a skeleton in the closet haunting us. But I'll tell you what, buddy, if we just get back to the basic issues of life.
Amen.
Listen, hold that wife in your arms and realize how blessed you are. Amen. Hold that mother in your arms, your children, and realize how blessed you are. Mothers, hold them children in your arms and realize how blessed you are. And hold your husband. Realize how blessed you are. Amen. And don't let this president, this vice president, or Hollywood or Hollywood, don't let them mess up your blessing. Man, oh man, you're talking about one people. You know, I listened to a guy this morning, Ron Ralph. He's talking about how the other countries, the third world countries, how they wonder why we don't see how blessed we are. They see our apostasy. They wonder why we can't rejoice in what we got. They wonder why we're never satisfied. They're over there starving to death, and here we are with more than we know what to do. My dogs, we throw away more food. My dogs eat better than some people. I don't know about you. This week I saw people walking down the road with a backpack on their back. I saw a man sitting on the side of the road smoking a cigarette, and I thought he probably picked that up. Somebody probably throwed it out. He just smoking what's left on there. We just don't realize how blessed we are, Jesse. We complain, murmur. Oh, we're mad. Oh, yeah. And unfortunately, I've had to settle all these disputes. And it's not always fair. But I've had to. One thing about the man, he's supposed to be the head of the house. God help him if he ain't. Somebody's got to lead. I hate to say it, but some men's a hen picked, they roost on the foot of the bed. Listen, your wife needs you to lead. She expects you to. But lead in love. I'm a compassionate man. There's just some things I won't tolerate. My wife can bring out the worst in me, but I still love her. I know it's not her. I know it's Satan through her trying to get to me. If you put things in right perspective, you'll react in the right way. Our homes, but they're just like this home right here. They're under attack. The devil's looking for a weak place. The world's trying to tell you something's okay when it's not. God, He set the things in order. He declared the end from the beginning, Isaiah 45 or 46. He said, my counsel will stand. It's going to go just like the Bible. I mean, you read the end of the book and you'll find out exactly how it's going to end up if you want to know. It's in there. God declared the end from the beginning and He said, my counsel will stand. God help the man that's contrary to God.
Amen.
Because I'll tell you what, the Bible said if you follow on that word, you'll live. If that word falls on you, it'll grind you to powder.
That's right. Amen.
Glad I got the word of God. Amen. Lord, I don't know, Lord, how this message went, but I've delivered it the best, Lord, I could as you give it to me. I pray, dear Father, today that something said, Lord, might register in the heart of someone here this morning. And I pray, Lord, it'd help them, Lord, to do, Lord, some homework or, Lord, to rearrange, Lord, some things, Father. And I pray, Lord, they'll be able to look at them a little bit differently. I pray they'll be able to look at them, Lord, through the eyes of the Word of God. And I pray, Lord, they line up with the Bible. And, Lord, I don't know. I know there's probably some lost people here today. And I pray they take advantage, Lord, of this opportunity you've given them, Lord, to get in the family of God, to get blessed of God, to have a home in heaven. I pray, Lord, for the lost that are here this morning, young or old. Lord, today they might take advantage of your opportunity you've given them, your invitation, Lord, to come to you, get forgiven of all sin, get saved from sin, get eternal life, get, Lord, the blessing of God upon them. I pray they will. But whether they do or whether they don't, I'm glad they were here today to hear this message. And I thank and praise you for whatever you do. In Jesus' blessed name, help us right now in this invitation. Amen. I'd like to ask everybody to stand. Brother Melvin, would you please come and get us an invitation on him? Let me say this. Buddy God's real. He's a very present help in trouble. If you've been having some troubles, if you'll just be honest, say, I need some help. You'll find out. You don't have to go no further than God. You got more God than you need. Bad problem is you just don't ever use Him. You try to do it in your own strength. You try to go your own way. You try to figure it out in your own head. And I'll tell you what, buddy, you won't get too far without God. Listen, you ought to come this morning. Maybe you'll just come this morning and say, Lord, thank you for that message. You wouldn't hear a message like that anywhere else. I'll tell you right now, buddy, men need to preach. The pulpits of America have been silent too long. Preachers have been holding back too long. They're going to have to answer to God. They've been sugarcoating stuff they need to be preaching against. I'll tell you right now, buddy, our church is in disarray. When the churches get right, I believe it'll have a ripple effect upon our country. Go ahead, Brother Matt.
360.
You need to come. Come on.
Why do you tarry so long? Your Savior is waiting to give you in His sanctified throne.
Won't you come? I mean, without hesitation, just step out and come. Tell me what you got to lose. Matter of fact, come up here and we'll talk about what you got to lose. I'll tell you what you got to gain. Everything. I'll tell you what you got to lose. Everything. Let go of whatever's holding you back. Some of you been aiming to come. The only reason you ain't come because you let the devil hold you back. Just break loose from him. Just come on up here. Tap somebody on the shoulder and say, go with me. I don't want to go alone. There'll be somebody come with you. Come on up this morning. This is Mother's Day. Boy, wouldn't that be a blessing up there in heaven? some mother here name that went on the list up there in heaven. So-and-so just got saved. And some mother, boy, I tell you what, boy, get a Mother's Day blessing, say, glory to God, hallelujah, they got saved. Oh, wouldn't it be a Mother's Day blessing, amen? Won't you come this morning? There's no brother Eddie, I ain't nothing. And I know him, amen. And he's able. He's able to fix it. He's able to save you. He's able to forgive you. He's able. Won't you come this morning? Come on. This song says, why not? Why not? Come on. You tell me. Brother, the harvest is passing away. Why are you waiting? Won't you come? Listen, if you're lost this morning, don't raise your hand. Just come on. Step on out. Come on up. I'll pray with you. I'll pray for you. We'll get it fixed one way or another. There may not be no dynamite going on, but I'll tell you one thing, you'll be better off than not coming. Come on! Amen. I was a little boy about Dawson's age, and they had church up ahead revival, and I still remember it on Plum Avenue. I walked up on the steps of that church, boy, and them great old big concrete steps. There's a red-headed man met me at that door. I never seen such a hand in all my life. Just swallowed my hand up. I looked over at him. He said, come on, you son. We're glad to have you. Mind me so much of God. Come on in. We're glad to have you. Tell you what, buddy, that hand still speaks to me today. And he stretched out that great old big hand. Took my little old bitty hand. Stick your hand up here, Dawson. Stick your hand up here. Oh, big other one up here. He just swallowed my hand up like that right there. He says, come on in. We're glad to have you. Just like the hand of God. God says, come on in. We're glad to have you. He don't turn anyone down. He invites all. He says, come. Come now. Come on your knees, what God says. Why don't you come this morning? Listen, we'll sing another verse. Won't you just step out and come? Won't you come just like you are and say, I've waited too long already? Won't you just come? Listen, this is Mother's Day. Boy, it sure will be a blessing. Won't you just come? Listen, I ain't going to linger here. I just love you. Like see you get saved. I've been praying for you. I've called out your name to God in the wee hours of night. You're still not saved. Won't you come? Who's got something on their heart this morning? Go ahead, Zoe.
Amen.
Amen.
Said, I don't know why the world people don't run up here. Man, I'm telling you, this altar would go one end to the other and around the church three times. I don't understand. Man, God stretches out a nail-scarred hand and says, come, I'll fix it. Come, I'll take care of the problem. I'll fix it. I'll save you. I'll forgive you. Man, I'll help you. Man, you turn down that altar, you deserve hell. And I'll tell you what, buddy, if God sends you to hell today, you'll have to save man to the sentence. You'll say, God, you're righteous. I was wrong. I should have come. I should have let you be my Lord and Savior. Ain't nobody's fault but mine. I'll tell you, buddy, when you fall down those flames, you'll realize why Jesus died at Calvary. You'll realize why he went through such agony just so you wouldn't end up in a place like that. And I'll tell you what, buddy, the pain will be made full in that place right there. I wish, Ben, I wish you'd come to Jesus, get saved, and not worry about a place like that. And I'll tell you right now, it's kind of like that choice, good and evil. You can have it one way or the other. Who else got testimony this morning? Go ahead, Brother Anthony.
You got two kids here. Yours did wrote something on my cross to put up in my front yard.
Yeah.
Mine,
Jerry and Jessica here. They wrote on there, "We believe."
Amen. We believe.
Youngsters like that, do something like that.
Yeah.
I brought tears.
Amen. What is good? We believe. Amen. I'm glad I know what they believe. Amen.
These youngsters think we're against them. That's just what the devil wants. The devil wants them to think we're against them. We're not.
Amen, Brother Anthony.
We're not against them.
Amen. That's right.
Sometimes we have to
I love children. I love them with a passion. I do. People don't know it, but I got a heart for children. I used to teach primary Sunday school class, little 10-year-old children. I got blessed more doing that than anything I can think of, imparting to little young hearts the love of God and the Word of God. I love children. I mean that. I really do. And I don't understand certain situations. While people would hurt a child, I don't understand that. But I'll tell you what, I love them. I do. I like to see them blessed. I like to see them in a home, a good loving home, be loved and appreciated and see good days. I really will. Who else got a testimony, huh? I feel like somebody may need to. Amen.
Bless
you. Amen. Yeah. Bless you, Sister Molly. Well, every child ought to have a good mother. If you hear Molly, she said, I have a good mother. Amen. And, I'd rather have a bad mother than have two men trying to act like one of the mother. I'll tell you right now, boy, there's some things you just, man, they just get in my craw. I may have got my flesh a little bit. Don't hold it against me, but I'll tell you right now, I'm against that mess. It's an abomination. It makes me about half mad. The man would stoop that low. Now, don't worry, there's a day of reckoning coming. God's going to take care of this. You're not going to be too funny then. Amen. Anybody else got anything on your heart?
Parents and grandparents got a big responsibility to teach those children, grandchildren about God, about the Bible. You know, one time I heard that he was teaching evolution school, and I asked this man, Steve Cheatham was a man, he ran for sheriff one time, he came up for a lecture here, and I said, is it true that, they're teaching evolution school? And he said, we're obligated to teach a certain amount of it. Now, what do you think about that? Now, that shouldn't be allowed at all.
That's what secular means.
And,
that means
Well,
you said they're obligated to teach a certain amount.
Yeah, we better teach them home. But, you know, that's bad. You know, we can't trust the schools to teach them everything they need to know. And we need to do it at home, you know, and we need to be in church where they hear it preached like today. I appreciate the message. It's the truth. And nothing wrong with that message. I hear it in front there in the Bible. It makes it up there. You know, I appreciate it very much. And what churches need to have preached to them is the Bible, you know, the truth. And that's what they hear there today and what we hear here today.
Amen, Brother Melvin. Now, I say that I wish children was either homeschooled or brought to a Christian school, because these schools, and I've been in school myself not too long ago, but they stand for everything you're against, and they're against everything you stand for, and the reason for that is they threw the Lord out, they threw prayer out, they threw Ten Commandments, the Bible out, and only one thing left, and that's the devil. They just turned him over to the devil. Boy, he sure is making it happen.
Yeah, that's what I was saying, Bishop. You brought that what I was needing to tell you back there on the Ten Commandments. They took those out.
Yeah.
God got schooled and put evolution in there. That's bad.
Yeah.
The devil's working through school anywhere he can, or through their government, their leaders, any way he can. He's trying to destroy everybody against them. We need to be wise and work against the devil. I wish that message would be on TV, you know, there.
Well, I kind of hope somebody will get it like Adam. Adam got to listen to that message on torments of hell by the internet. And let me just say this. If it does get heard, there will probably be some repercussions. And I'll take full responsibility of what's said here this morning, because I mean everything I said. Now, what I stand for, I'm willing to lay down to whatever. Paul said, I'm ready to pay the price for what I've said. That's where I'm at. And he said, if I be sacrificed for the gospel, he said, you know, he's gladly willing to do it. He said, he regretted only having one head to give. But I'll tell you right now, I meant everything I said. I stand for everything I said. And I certainly wouldn't want this church getting any kind of trouble because of the preaching I preach. But I'll tell you right now, boy, what message needs to be heard. I wish it resonate. I wish it echo. I wish it would cover all the bases. I wish everybody would get a good ear for what was said here this morning.
Watching the news this week when I heard our president say,
say that, and our vice president. And I just looked over here and I said, our country's going down. And that's exactly the way it is. I couldn't believe he was so strong on that.
Yeah.
Come out so forth on that.
Yeah.
That hurt me to the teeth.
He's bought and paid for. He's a politician. But the Bible says nations that forget God will be turned to hell. And just like she said, our nation is going to hell.
And you know, like when I went to the altar, I just prayed for strength that I can be a better person, a better mom, and a better friend.
Bless you, Sister Kevin.
And do even to her better.
Bless you.
These kids that are hurt. And these kids that don't, they're hurting their little children. Take them away, stealing them, killing them. I just don't understand.
Well, I appreciate that, what she said. She said, I want to be a better mother. I want to be a better wife. I want to be a better...
But the only way I can gain strength is going and doing it. And I feel so many times I need to go, and then I don't go, and then I wish I had a wet. But I gain strength from going to be a better... Try to be a better person daily.
Well, I bear witness what she said. Amen.
These politicians, both parties, have been up there.
Oh, it's already there. When Antoine Dyer's failed, that was writing on the wall of this country. I don't know if y'all know it or not, but the heads got down and the tires came down, and God told America, buddy, prepare to meet God.
I told Harriet, I said, we'll be attacked in some way. I don't
know how. Now, you know, since Antoine Dyer's failed, the storms, the earthquakes, did not let up. You want scripture on that? Nahum chapter 1 verse 3 says God has his way in the whirlwind and the storm. Oh yeah. God's dealing with this country. He's not done with it. I hope this country repents, returns to God. It may not, but I'll tell you one thing. He's dealing with it. Amen. Are we done? Amen. Amen. Well, it's good to hear about a young boy got a backbone. Amen. Amen. I put pretty much word for word what I preached here this morning in that article for the paper next month. I don't know how that's going to go, but I put it in there. Amen.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen, Sister Mark. You're still a
mother.
I bless you, Sister Mark. She and I know that I wear this purple shirt here. I've just done it to honor her. She knows I wouldn't wear it. That's just me. I don't mean anything by that, but I want to honor her. She knows where's purpose her this morning. I want to honor her. I appreciate Sister Margaret. I appreciate her, Little Melvin. I appreciate all of y'all. But reluctantly, I put this shirt on. The reason I did, I just want to honor her this morning.
I honor you. Praise the Lord for Christian mothers, you know.
Yeah.
Amen. The church has got gifts for mothers, you know.
Oh, yeah. Well, we want to ask all the mothers, thank you, Brother Matt. We'll ask all the mothers to come up here at the front. We got some gifts we want to give to the mothers this morning. We just want to honor the mothers. We may not be able to give what's deserving, but we want to give something to honor the mothers. Ask every mother to come up here this morning, please. And we got some gifts we want to give the mothers. And if you got anything on your heart, go ahead. If not, we'll just honor these mothers. We'll be dismissed right in just a minute. Yeah. Come on up
here.
Here you go. Yeah.
And he said that you can find no more in the Bible where he says
that it is a sin.
And I said,
sorry. Yeah, he needs to read the real Bible. Come on. Hey, Molly. Hey, won't you come up here? I know, but Margaret said you've been a mother of these kids.
Neither is Elizabeth.
and they look up to you. Come on. Come on. Hey, they're not going to take no for no answer. Come on. The Bible said if someone asks you to go a mile, go with them too. Come on up here. Come on. She don't want a picture made.
Oh, wait.
What was that? Lord just showed up or something.
Charlotte's the mother of her little nieces and nephews, so we'll have to give her a gift too.
Yeah. Go ahead and take a picture of Brother Ed.
Everybody smile.
Jesus.
Oh, I didn't see Jesse. Hallelujah. They ain't never better chocolate. Now, take a picture now. I need Jesse to get out of the way.
Hold up.
Down, Jesse. Oh, there's another one.
Amen. Yeah, Harold's got a good idea.
Brother Harold,
shake his hand.
Well, take your picture while we're doing. I want to get this picture while they're all standing up here. That's Brother Harold. That's a good idea, Brother Harold.
It don't make no clicking noise, so I got you.
Yeah?
That's a good idea.
Yeah, Brother Harold, he come down through here shaking hands. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Okay.
Better
believe it.
Let's go.